With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Baps with my friend and colleague Gordon Chang. U.S. Naval Institute, within these last days. NORAD jets intercept joint Russian-Chinese bomber flight near Alaska. We welcome our colleague Rick Fisher, International Assessment and Strategy Center, to interpret that stark headline on U.S. Naval Institute media. Rick, a very good evening to you. Flying by Alaska, what does that mean? And what is a interception mean? And what Russian-Chinese bombers? What kind of bombers? Good evening to you, Rick.
Good evening, John. Good evening, Gordon. Yes, John, two types of bombers. The Russian Tupolev Tu-95, and then the Chinese Xi'an Aircraft Corporation H-6KG. Both originate from Soviet designs of the early 1950s and have been progressively upgraded. The Chinese version, which appeared in 2007, is a radically upgraded version of the old Soviet Tu-16. In a sense, these are both B-52s that, for the first time, jointly have violated the Air Defense Identification Zone, or AIDIS, off of Alaska, approaching, according to the U.S. Department of Defense, to about 200 miles from the Alaska coastline. These bombers are important because they both carry much longer range cruise missiles. The Tu-95 can carry a 3,000-kilometer range, optionally nuclear-armed cruise missile, and the Chinese bomber can carry six of about a 1,500-kilometer range, optionally nuclear-armed land attack cruise missile.
And the U.S. Naval Institute gives us a photograph, NORAD photo, of the interception. Two F-16 Fighting Falcons and, I believe that's an F-35 there, but I'm not sure. Yes, two F-35 Lightning IIs and two CF-18 Hornets. So we sent up six fighter aircraft. Yep. Are all those aircraft capable of defeating the bombers?
Yes, they are. Six aircraft, four from the Alaska Air Command, and two, the CF-18s, are from Canadian Air Force. They all carry air-to-air missiles that are capable of taking out the bombers, no problem. However, for part of their journey, the joint China-Russia bomber force, the eighth joint bomber exercise between China and Russia, was escorted by Russian Su-30 SM fighters. It's a twin seat, highly maneuverable, also armed with very long-range air-to-air missiles. So it's a developing threat, John, that you have to add to the Chinese ships that were in Alaskan waters basically 2 weeks ago. You have Russian ships re-entering Havana Harbor. And I believe just yesterday, Vladimir Putin threatening Cold War-level-like confrontations with the West, basically raising the prospect of another Cuban Missile Crisis.
Gordon, you have a question for Rick.
Rick, in a wartime setting, it would strike me that these Tu-95s and the H-6Ks, they wouldn't get this close to Alaskan shorelines, right? Because you mentioned that their cruise missiles have much longer ranges. Wouldn't they just sort of get up in the air, fire their cruise missiles, and then quickly return to base? Or would they actually get this close to us if this was a war?
Well, Gordon, it depends upon to what degree have air defenses been cleared away, and how close do they want to get in regards to how far inland, how far into Alaska, or how far into the continental United States they wish to attack. But you're correct. The bombers basically just have to circle distant bases in Siberia and then release their cruise missiles, much like they do should they want to attack Taiwan. All these most of the missiles hitting Taiwan are going to be launched by these Chinese bombers, and they're going to be launched from well within mainland China, far away from intercepting missiles and aircraft.
The balloon incident comes to mind as something that did not look well prepared for by NORAD. This looks very well prepared for. Have they been waiting for this? Have they known this was coming?
Well, John, the Secretary of Defense Austin, in answering reporters' questions, did say, yes, that the bomber exercise had been well observed, and it was not a surprise when they approached the Alaska ADIZ, which is really a revelation of the power of the large phased array radar that we have in one of the Aleutian Islands. The radar that we sold to Taiwan has about a 3,000-kilometer range. The one in Alaska probably does a bit better. So it's basically able to watch all Russian-Chinese military activities in the Japan area and beyond.
Gordon, you have a question.
So, Rick, you talked about phased array radar on the ground. Do we watch these things from satellites?
And we can watch them from satellites, Gordon, just like the Chinese are now telling us they can also do. Very high-power cameras, video cameras, basically providing real-time feed of what is happening on the ground. So, yes, indeed. The radar is complemented by multiple satellites, multispectral satellites, imaging satellites, and radar satellites. So, yes, when the Russian and Chinese bombers approach, they are well observed.
1964, fail-safe, Henry Fonda. The fail-safe moment was when the bombers reached the time that they would either get the go code or the recall. Does that thing still exist for the Russians and the Chinese, or is that old-fashioned now?
John, I would imagine that, yes, it does. They reach a point where they get close enough to their target. They have to release their cruise missiles before our side can intercept them. But this is really, yes, please review Strangelove and Failsafe. This is what the Chinese and the Russians want to produce. They want to produce fear in the United States, the same kind of fear that they produce on a daily basis, sending ships and bombers and aircraft surrounding the democratic island of Taiwan. That is the future for the United States, short of war with China and Russia, that they're able to continue to build up their forces, carrier battle groups, nuclear carrier battle groups, yes, sailing off both coasts of the United States, escorted by bombers.
Rick Fisher, International Assessment and Strategy Center, Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.